I'm the ref, then they lose.
That's it. That's
and apparently, Mark, and this is what Mark says. He says,
Sports.
Alicia, you are back after a week, but for the last 2 years,
welcome back.
You've been going off at every sports. How you been, Alicia? You been good? Been all right?
Yeah.
So,
good.
One. All right, now quickly, Alicia.
Yeah.
Now, the Eels won, did they, Alicia?
Yes,
however,
they did.
However, Alicia, why are you always so frustrated every sports? Can you explain?
Because
that?
The Eels did win.
Because the Eels won.
The
is
Cowboys.
That why you're frustrated? Okay. I
yeah.
see. All right. Anyway, move on to the first game. Let's have a look here at the results for round six. The Roosters beating the Knights 22-20.
Yeah.
Big win for the Roosters, huh? Some injuries in that game too, so very serious injuries. Yeah. But anyway, good result. Move on from there. Next game after that. Hang on, just give me a sec. I don't think it's shown properly to draw. I'll have a look quickly.
We had Storm beat the Bulldogs 16-14.
Great game though. Really, really good game. Bulldogs played well, but they just couldn't hold it in there. You know, good game.
And we had Broncos beat Wayne Bennett's
Dolphins
28-14.
Well, but they just fell apart in that second half. Brisbane played pretty good. Got a few injuries of our own, but move on from there. And then let's all talk about the draw between
Warriors and
Manly.
What happened there?
So what happened was both teams were playing great. Warriors got a very, very controversial penalty that happened at full time, which I think for me was not a penalty, but unfortunately to them it was a penalty.
Yeah, like what happened in that game, I watched that game too. When it came out to the draw, then they went into Golden Point one of the players tried to get a field goal, but they just couldn't do it in time, kept missing the goals, and it's just started to rain, and so went into full
draw. So 1 point each for the two of them.
And Cowboys lost to Parra. Now, Mark.
Marky Mark.
You were at this game with Louise.
Yeah.
Did you go onto the oval and bribe the ref?
Did you end up buying the referee a nice juicy meat pie, Mark, to say, please help Parramatta win? Is that what you said, Mark? You're at the game.
No, I didn't know.
Are you sure, Marky? Are you sure? I'm going to find the footage, Mark. I'll find it.
David, do you think that's what Mark did?
Yeah.
And then move on to the look for me. I nearly threw my remote at this game. Actually.
Yeah, your team lost to the Sharks. Yeah. What is happening to South this year?
Too many problems, Hamish. The coaches, the players, the fans. Everyone's just toxic in the club. No one's getting along. So we're finished this year. So I'm tipping us wooden spoons.
Well, toxic in the club. Yeah, elaborate on that.
Yep. So basically, what's happening is that the coaches aren't getting along with the players. The players aren't working together. The fans are like leaking out all this information.
Bad culture.
It's just a really bad time to be a fan of the Stouts at the moment. And also a fair few injuries as well, which has sort of cost us in key positions.
But they've been a good side the last few years.
They have been a good
side,
but they just for some reason this year that they've just gone into that toxicness like they were years ago. You know, they just can't seem to get along.
Yeah.
So I've pretty much given up this year.
Dragons beating the Tigers.
Tigers play pretty shocking. Dragons play well, but I'll tell you what, Mark. Hang on. Speaking of which, Marky, Zach Lomax, the new Parramatta signing, played well for the Dragons, didn't he? Played very well. Good pickup for Parramatta next year. My question is, do you reckon Lomax could end up bribing the referee?
I don't know for sure.
Oh, you don't know. You always say that, Mark. You know, you don't know for sure. We have to know something, Mark.
And Raiders just beat the Titans.
I'll tell you what a game this was. You know, look, honestly, now you poor Titans fans out there, it was an amazing game. Like it went to Golden Point. The Titans looked like they were gone in that game. Came back, but a few very bad decisions against the Titans that cost them that match. And to you Raiders fans out there, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand Ricky Stewart as a coach. I really can't stand him.
And Will, your team had to buy this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you end up slapping anyone on the way, Will, or not?
No, I didn't do
Are
any.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Better not be, Will.
Moving on to this week's games. Tomorrow night we have Roosters versus the Storm. Now, this is interesting because, I mean, I'm not going to get into the reasons of why I cannot stand Melbourne Storm as a team, but it's going to be a tough one, you know?
You know what? For me, I'm going to tip the Storm on this one. I just think that the Roosters, you know, are playing... Come on, Alicia. That's it. I love it when you get frustrated.
You're the loser.
Oh, that's it.
We're tipping Roosters. Melbourne is...
a loser.
Well, guess what, Alicia? Roosters is a loser. Like that. I just love firing. Anyway,
don't take my team.
It's going to be a tough not one, you loser. Know? I hate having to go against my team, but sometimes you just have to because it's about who you think is going to win, not so much who you want to win.
Anyway,
moving on, we have Dragons v Warriors.
Ooh, this is a good one here. The Warriors had a draw. The Dragons had a pretty good performance. My tip here is the Warriors. I just think that the Warriors are playing better and they're in a really good form. The Dragons are a bit sort of like up and down at the moment. They're performing well, performing not well. So move on from there. And then big game, Marky. Big game for Parrot. Now, Marky, I swear, if there's any more cheating in this game, Mark, we're going to have to kick you out.
And your team as well, David. Going against Bennett's Wayne Dolphins. Bennett's Dolphins.
So, the Dolphins, Mark?
Just let Mark talk first.
Talk, Marky.
So we can
talk
get the answer.
I've been the illest, we can do it.
You know what, Marky? You know what, Marky? Just look, to be honest, I'm sorry to do this, Mark, but like just to be very, very, you know, like frustrating, I'm tipping the Dolphins in this one, Mark. Just to annoy you, Mark. Just to annoy you.
No, I went Dolphins.
Tipping the Dolphins in this one, Marky.
I went Dolphins.
Now,
we'll see what happens, Marky. I love to see the Dolphins beat you, and if I do, I'll be coming back next week annoying
I'll
you.
I'll be tipping the Eels on to that.
Will, your team versus the West Tigers, or as I like to call them, the Worst Tigers. Now, your team just came off a bye, so...
No,
it's still going to be another week till you get Nathan Cleary back.
Another 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to go against Tigers, even though we don't have Nathan Cleary back just yet.
But he's still playing well without him regardless.
So I reckon it'll be maybe a close game. I don't know, maybe we could lose this one.
Look,
I don't
for this one, Will, I'm going to tip the Panthers just because of the fact the Panthers have got too much class in their team. But you never know about the Tigers. The Tigers do have that young gun, Lachlan Galbert, back from his suspension. He was an absolute... freak of a player when he played against Parramatta, so he's a really talented kid coming through.
Yeah,
we'll move on from there.
Titans v Manly.
You know,
of course, look, Manly came off that draw against Warriors.
I'm sorry to do this to you Titans fans, but I'm just gonna tip Manly for this one. I just think that Manly got too much class. The Titans, look, I mean, like they're still good, but they're just not getting those results that they want. So, and also the Titans
follows Manly. Just to mind all
of you. Well, who's Hank, Alicia?
Caitlin's boyfriend.
So no one knows who that is. Okay, right. Some random girl. Anyway, move on from there. The Broncos up against Angry Ricky Stewart's Raiders. I love calling him Angry Ricky Stewart because he always gets upset at every press conference. You know what? For this one, I'm tipping the Broncos to win this one easily. I think the Broncos will going well. Yeah.
What about Bulldogs v. the Knights? The Knights just lost to the Roosters.
You know what? It's a good one because the Bulldogs are playing well. But for this one, I'm going to tip the Bulldogs by just a field goal maybe, even by 2 points.
One team loser.
That's it. Come on. Keep going, Alicia.
Yeah.
Don't call me a loser. That's
I'm going to say the Bulldogs as well for this one. And Sharks and Cowboys.
Tough one,
but I'm going to say the Sharks on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Sharks on this one.
I just think that the Cowboys for the past 3 weeks now have been sort of like up and down. So I'm tipping the Sharks because I've got a lot of them.
And your team, unfortunately,
if not the best thing about it this week. That's what we need, to be honest. So much toxicness in our
country. Okay, now moving on to the AFL. Who do we have?
Last week's results. Talking about this week's results.
Oh, look at this ladder positioning.
GWS at the top.
That's your team.
Yeah, it is.
Huh?
Yep.
I tell you what, if the Eels don't win this year, you're going to be barracking for these guys.
Probably the same time.
Same time. Okay. Mm. Look at that. GWS. And then Geelong's in second place. Who would have thought? A very old team.
And how is it?
Port Adelaide. Sydney Swans, you know, the last couple of games, not
my
great,
big question,
they're still in the top four, which is excellent news.
Lucky.
Yep.
My big question is, how is it that Collingwood, who were the premiers last week, down in 13th? I don't know what's going on.
Tough, you know, you got to be on your game
each
week.
Monday,
it's
going on there, I reckon.
So moving on to last week's games.
Spent a bit of time in Vegas celebrating, didn't they?
Yeah, we had.
Especially when you've got the rat pack like Collingwood does, you know. There would have been a fair few parties. Last Thursday we had Melbourne versus Lions.
Brisbane won that 82-60. We had Essendon beat Western Bulldogs 96-67. GW West just beating out St Kilda by 1 point, 80-79.
They were well ahead most of that match, and then St Kilda came back. Yeah, just managed to get
another close, game with Adelaide just beating out Carlton 198. Gold Coast Suns absolutely smashing.
They're
Hawthorn,
looking good this
109-56.
Watch out for them.
Another close one with Port Adelaide just beating Fremantle 66-63. Another smashing with Geelong v North Melbourne 139-64.
Look at this.
Now,
hey,
who would have thought this? West Coast Eagles managed to smash Richmond 109-7.
Alicia's favourite team, West Coast Eagles. Now, look at that.
And
that
Collingwood
must be their first win in 3 years.
Yeah, I don't find
probably more than 3 years, really.
Swannies.
She did play for the Swannies.
And you feel Alicia? Do you feel happy, Alicia?
Eagles, West Coast Eagles. They have found a player in Harley Reid. He is an absolute young gun.
And we had
years of age now. Tomorrow night, Thursday, the 18th of April, we have St Kilda versus Bulldogs. Bulldogs, who we tipping?
I'm going to say St Kilda.
That'll be a close one. Probably Saints for me too.
Essendon v Adelaide. Now Adelaide did manage to smash out.
Yeah, Adelaide at home for me. For mine,
Collingwood v Port Adelaide. Collingwood had a bye last week, and Collingwood aren't doing too well.
No, but they're getting into gear.
So I'm going to say Fremantle, Port Adelaide, sorry, for this one. Carlton v GWS. Now, this is going to be a tough one, Marky. GWS at the
top. Who's going to win this?
I reckon the Giants going to do it.
Yeah, I reckon the Giants can do this too. Come on, Toby Reid's going to do that.
Yeah, Brisbane v Geelong.
Might be match of the round, this one.
Geelong for this one.
Ooh, hard to say, isn't it? Gee whiz.
West Coast Eagles
in good form now. Last two games have won. Wow. Geelong in great form. So who knows? West Coast Eagles. Harley Reid is an absolute gun. That's a derby. Now, if you want to go to a game, you go to one of these. West Coast versus Fremantle at Optus Stadium.
Biggest West Coast
That's
Eagles fan in Vidalicia, isn't that right?
Now, Sunday, who's got their tickets?
Sydney versus Gold Coast. Sydney had a bye last week.
Gold Coast are flying.
It's
going to
be a tough Damien's one, but I am going to say the Swans for this one.
He's a legend.
And then, North Melbourne v Hawthorn.
Oh, that's a who cares game. Hawk,
And Richmond and Melbourne both have buys.
North Melbourne versus Hawks, that's to see who is non-existent next year. And there we go. So, hey, that's the AFL NRL. We've had the golf. We've had the
Masters tournament.
I can't even pronounce their names, but
golf had the Champions League as well, and a few other
Champions
things.
League. What is a Champions League?
Champions League is a competition where all of the major European clubs play against each other. And
how do they get voted in?
So what it is? So in each single league around the world, you have to finish top four. In some countries, you've got to finish top two. And so, for example, if you finish
all around the world, not just Europe.
Yep. Wow.
What about Australia?
Oh, no, hang on, sorry. I meant to say sorry. So I think it's just in Europe, but not in Australia. However, there's actually talks about a potential Australian one could be coming later on in the future. But yeah, it's really cool.
But how do they know the top four? Has the EPL already... have they sorted out their top four already, have they?
So what it is, so pretty much every year, the top four teams from every European country that finish first, second, third, and fourth during the season qualify. And then for the rest of the teams, they don't qualify for the next Champions League. So that's how it all works out.
Oh, so this is based on last year's results?
Yeah. So this is all based... So basically, all of this is based on the teams that finished in the top four last year's season.
Wow. So, Tottenham's sort of fifth now or whatever.
Yeah. Like fifth.
This has nothing to do with what the standings are right now.
No.
In the English Premier League.
No. So, not, yeah.
But if Tottenham come in the top four
next year. Yeah.
This year, they'll make the Champions League next year.
Yep. So really interesting. Gotcha.
But Man City's playing now, but aren't they playing in the English Premier League at the same time?
Yeah. So Now, look, now the big thing about football is that there's like plenty of different games, different competitions. So pretty much every league has different, like, you know, competitions, like the Premier League, you got the Spanish League, you got the Italian League, you got the German League. So it's all like different leagues. And obviously the Champions League, which is like the biggest tournament around the world besides the World Cup. But yeah, so anyway, let's have a look at the results here. See here to Barcelona. Losing 1-4. Now, Barcelona actually won 3-2 in Barcelona. The first leg, but unfortunately had a red card and they just could not prevail PSG. So they're knocked out of the competition, which means PSG advance.
What do you think the biggest club in the world is?
I would say Real Madrid is probably, if not the biggest club in the world, because they are the most successful team in Champions League. They've actually won the title 14 times.
Wow.
So they're a huge club, and they've won it like the last few times in the last few decades. They've won it. And I would say the second biggest team at the moment would be Manchester City, because like they won it last season, the Champions League, so they're obviously up there. So can't wait for that.
So it's a bit on the line here, isn't
it?
Because you know, all the European clubs.
The best players come in and they all, so it's a real, huge gamble. But I cannot wait.
Because you could argue like Real Madrid is better than the actual Brazilian football team.
Like, yeah.
Because it's the best players from around the world.
Like at the moment. If you would say about over like 20 years ago, I would say probably the Brazilian team would end up smashing everyone because they had such a great team back in the day.
So you can't see Messi in there anymore because he's playing for Miami.
Yeah, playing for Miami. Yes,
well, that's a bit of the... Thank you for explaining the Champions League. I didn't know any of that.
Cannot wait
for
tomorrow's game here. Man City versus
Are you going to get up for it?
So unfortunately
5 a.m. tomorrow, but you go to bed at 4:30 a.m.
pretty much. Yeah, half the time I do. So
that's half an hour little rest for you.
The only issue is I can't watch it because I have to get Stan Sport, which is a separate payment to Stan.
Pete's sakes.
To be fair, I can't be bothered paying extra money just to get Sport. So what I do is I pretty much just either watch it for free on a social media app, which you have to sort of download on your phone. You can just watch a few, games. And unfortunately, because I got, ads in there too, you got to wait for the ads to stop playing.
What social media app do you use?
Oh, so like, look,
is this illegal?
It's sort of, yeah. It's,
tell me after we
after. I'll tell you about after. Well, anyway, all good.
Okay, beautiful.
But, can't wait. Cannot wait.
There we go.
Sports.
Listen to us each week at the Midday Mingle Sports Report, and your team will never lose.
Yes, 100% they will not lose.
Oh, I got